I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. Let us complete that. I am the wisdom of the masculine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the feminine divine. Would you like to join me in that? Together. I am the wisdom of the feminine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the masculine divine. I am the wisdom of the masculine divine, in honor of the wisdom of the feminine divine. So in these days, you continue to work with new patterns, calibrate, transform new patterns of foundations. You are a universal human in a universal world. And you have said yes to being present on the planet, to take your part, to take a stand, to be involved. Does that please you? Has it worried you at all? It's okay. Balance it. Come more and more into understanding you chose to be here, to embrace the opportunities for greater transformation. Together, you may also request the transformations be filled with more smiles, less tears. Good? It is yours to direct the energy as you see fit. You are making wiser choices than you've ever made before. And we, of many levels, are watching and are very pleased. For you are also birthing through a new bandwidth of emotions. We leave you with these thoughts. In this time, the bandwidth of emotions that are upon this planet allow actions of great divine love and deep destruction. As you evolve and continue to make your choices, and indeed there are many of us on many levels watching, you raise your resonance, and with that raising of resonance comes a new bandwidth of emotions, new energies to express, and new levels of empowerment. The ones that were talked about long ago, to say the words, and it's done. Do you believe that is possible? Are you ready? New bandwidth of emotions. And the old destructive emotions fall away. It will come in layers, layers upon layers. And these emotions, which give off chemical reactions, states of being, spiritual awakening, changes your world and the collective. You have made the decision to do that. And that is one of your biggest keys, to choose that which you feel. Now, feel the energy of your feet, your presence on the planet. From the wisdom of the feminine divine, now you would understand why we say we honor you. Keep going. You're doing very well. Together, let us affirm, and so I am. And so we are.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is it possible that some of you have come into the planet on purpose with things to do if you say yes? And the answer is yes. Some are extremely profound, some of them not so much, but all important. Some of you carry contracts, you think, that will take you to places that you're now discovering. They're not contracts at all as you think of contracts, dear human being. So the first item I want to tell you about is with free choice, your contract is in invisible ink. When you come into this planet, you don't have to do anything that is spiritual. You don't have to follow a path. That's free choice. With your Akash, with your intuition, with all of the things that would line up with maturity, with age, you will start to perhaps see and discover, or not. So a contract is a potential, and it exists. In this room, there are so many of you who are aware of it. In this room, there are old souls, Lemurians. In this room, there are those interested enough in that esoteric thing called channeling that you've made plans to be here the whole time in advance, given up your resources so that you can sit and learn. You're different. And most of you are here for a purpose. Some of them are profound, as I said. There's books that have been written in the room. Healers that are in the room. Educators, those who deal with children in the room. Even those who say, well, I haven't found mine yet. Yes, you have. It's to be on this planet enlightened. Is that good enough? Because you affect everything around you. Mom, Dad, you affect your children. Everything. All of you have that, which is a purpose. But I sit next to a very special one. She sells it pretty good, doesn't she? Because she is it. She's light. Teacher Peggy has paid the price, as so many of you have, in relationships of all manner. She has been asked to leave countries because her light was too bright. She's been asked to leave the room because her light was too bright. All through her life, this has been the Teacher Peggy. And the thing that brought her to the cosmic lattice was this light. How do you categorize it? How do you use it? What do you do with it? And she put it together. Are you shocked that there's physics involved in the lattice? If you take a look at science, they will say everything has fractals. Everything down to the smallest of the smallest of the smallest, there's pieces and parts and designs. Why would the map of human energy be any different? And that's what she's done. She's mapped out as best as possible over the decades of her life what light is inside the human, how it works, what are the fractals, what does it mean? It includes the meridians, the esoteric, the physical. It includes consciousness itself, all there to be studied, worked on. The healing, the reverse of it, the yin and yang, it's all there. That was why she came. Dear ones, long after she is gone, that information will remain. And it will always have that name on it of Peggy Phoenix Dubrow. She stewarded it and continues to. She's light. And that brings me to the lesson. And the lesson is one I have given before so many times. For those listening after the fact and enjoy listening to multiple channelings, this is not new. But to those in the room who actively have raised their hands and said this was the first time they have actually heard the channeling or been in one of Kryon, this is for you. I want to tell you about light, because things are changing on this planet. Question. Kryon, is the cosmic lattice the human Merkaba? Answer, no. The Merkaba is that sacred vessel that you ride in. I'm going to call it the ascension vessel. The cosmic lattice is the map of human energy, all of it, even parts that Peggy has not yet discovered. But the Merkaba, an esoteric vessel that you ride in all your life, you might say it's the membrane of the soul. If you want to get into where it is, how big it is, you can't. It cannot be drawn, although there is so much esoteric structure in it. There is sacred geometry throughout it, just as there is in the lattice. That's what I want to talk about. This Merkaba of yours is startlingly, profoundly energetic with intent. All of you have it, every single one, but you can walk this planet, never see it, deny it, never learn where it is, what it is, you have it or not, and listen. Through free choice, God is never going to tap you on the shoulder and say, why don't you look at the Merkaba? Because that's free choice. This is important for you to hear. Freedom not to look is never judged. Freedom not to look is never judged. But if you start to find light inside you, you start to work with the Merkaba. And the Merkaba of you, that vessel of ascension of you, reacts to consciousness. And what is starting to happen to old souls in this new energy is something you should hear about. There's a metaphor. The metaphor is lifting the veil. And the metaphor would be this, that there is some kind of a barrier that separates how you feel, who you are, your reality, from that which is God, from that which is multidimensional. And you even say it, it's the other side of the veil. Past 2012, everything has started changing. And the biggest one is the veil starts to lift. And as it does, it doesn't just affect light workers or old souls. All human beings are involved. All. And suddenly, integrity starts to be more important. Have you noticed your news? You think that's an accident? I'll tell you again, a statement I've made many times. Some of the things that are coming to light right now in your civilization, in your relationships, have been hiding for thousands of years. It's the way of it. You know what I'm talking about. It's the way of it. And now suddenly, here it is in your face. We've talked about the other things that may be coming forward as well, but I want to talk about the changes in you. Because it changes the relationship between dark and light. You have to hear this in this room. Doesn't matter who else hears that. This is for you, because I'm talking to the channelers and the healers and the ones who have been working with light for so long that would bring you to a room for 4 days where you sit in a glorious place and have different energies presented. You have to hear this. Darkness has always had the edge, always. Some of you carry an Akash that is powerfully sad. Now, did you hear that? Powerfully sad. And what I mean by this is that every single time you showed your light in the past, you were punished for it. That's your power showing. Some of you were burned at the stake for it. The one sitting next to me was. She knows it. She's actually revisited the town. That's old energy, because it seems to win and win. Isn't it odd that shamans in the village were known because they were healers and helpers, but as soon as something went wrong, for instance, a storm came through or a flood happened, the shaman was sought out and killed. Must be the shaman who did that. And so you see, the esoteric energy had a two-edged sword, completely and totally misunderstood. The healer was also the magician. The magician was also the evil one. The darkness always, always won. And this has created war. This has created consciousness that could not see past its own survival. Consciousness that would get together and circle itself and compete for resources and take that from others and think nothing of killing one another to get what they needed. That is old energy. That is darkness. And I would like to tell you that this veil has started to lift, and the light is coming through and is starting not only to show to humanity, but it's affecting the ascension vehicle of every old soul in the room. Listen. You have habits to deal with old energy. But if the old energy is no longer winning, and if the light to dark ratio has started to turn toward the light, those old habits are going to slow you down. And what would those habits be? Now, this is controversial, and I have said this before. It's not controversial to the human in the street. It's controversial to the human in this room. Stop clearing things. Did you hear that? Oh, my goodness, did he really say that? Why do you clear things? You clear things because the darkness in the past, the old energy, clings to things. It's always out there to be there to clear. And so you must clear the room in order to have a meeting. Healers, first thing you do, you want to clear the area in order to heal somebody. What if I told you that you can do that if you wish to, and all the angels that are ready to help you heal will sit there just tapping their toe and waiting for you to clear the room. Because there's nothing to clear, and I'm going to tell you why. Listen, your Merkaba, that ascension vehicle, has a light that shines so bright. The masters of this earth had an ascension vehicle that shined light so bright, and you felt it, and you knew it, and you heard about it, and you read about it. You've seen movies and books. That's what I'm talking about. It's called mastery. Mastery is starting to appear in the old souls in this room, so that you are carrying so much light that the darkness cannot exist where you are. Do you get that? You stand in front of a place you normally clear. And here's how it works. You open the door, and your light pushes in and the dark races out. Did you hear that? I want you to see that visually And remember that. When you walk into places where you think there's dark energy, especially those who were raised to think that this earth is out to get you, that you're a victim of darkness and here it comes, suddenly you are light. And wherever you walk, the darkness retreats. Wherever you walk, the darkness retreats. That is new. Healer, you walk into that room and the darkness races out. Oh, yes, but crying, what about the negativity that the patient carries in with them? Now, here's where it gets good. Because you, in your linearity, believe that dark things actually then cling to people and that are part of a singularity. I just told you that darkness leaves. That patient is now ready for you. Because that which used to cling to them, made it so hard to heal them, is out the door. Do you get this? That is why the healing from those who leave this room and continue their healing will be twice what it was. That's why those who would read for others, who have to then sandwich between that which they consider is darkness in order to get to the truth, will be able to zero in on it right away. Reader, you needed to hear that because it's going to get better for you. Some of you are battling that which is now phantom. It doesn't exist, but to you it still does because you have had this habit for decades. This is what you do. This is how you do it. Not anymore. Here's my promise to you. If you will cognize this, now that's a word. Cognize. Let's talk about it. Do you believe in gravity? You will say, well, it's not that esoteric now, is it? No, it isn't. If you leap off a building, you'll fall. You have just cognized gravity. You see, it becomes so real, there's no question. The idea, do you believe in gravity, is silly. You have to cognize that you are light. Just like you cognize gravity. And when you start to own the fact that you are greater in light than you ever were before, I want you to observe what happens as you walk away, as you walk into areas, as you walk into rooms. People will turn and look because they can sense balance. They can sense light. The teacher Peggy started her whole story by saying she was the first one she knew about that would put the word balance on her card. People would then announce what they did, how they did it. But she said it had to be about balance. Balance of what? It's balance of light and dark. And that heals your body, you know. Healing is a balance. It's a balance that you create in consciousness, literally, between light and dark. I'll tell you yet again how pointed this is. There will come a day when human beings' DNA starts to work at least 50%, way beyond where it is now. And when you get to that place, you're going to see a very, very interesting thing about healthcare. You'll see that diseases are starting to go away. And here's why. Listen to this. Disease has a vibration. It's dark. And as long as you are also even close to the vibration of that disease and intermingle with it, it will then be part of you. When you raise the vibration through light to an enlightened state and civilization starts to participate all together in that, and it will, not spiritually, but consciously, there's a difference. When it starts to, you will start to see the diseases of this planet that are so awful right now go away, because they cannot touch your vibration. You didn't expect to hear that. Disease has vibration. That is balance, dark and light. So right away, you understand what we are saying. If you start to increase your vibratory rate, that is all things that are part of the core teaching, if you start to understand how your every molecule is oneness, even with the other side of the veil, your vibration and your light starts to amplify. In addition, since 2012, the entire planet is so ready for this new tool, for the light worker, for the old soul, because you are the one who understands it. And you're going to find something very interesting, that right away, you're going to be healthier. Right away, you're going to have insight as to what you should eat or what you should not eat, and it's not going to come from a book. I'm sorry for everyone who wrote a book. It's coming from your Akash. Because the Akash has been there and done that and knows what you need. There is no one diet for all. It is what you come up with right through your ascension vehicle. That's the intuition. It will make you live longer. It's starting to be something you should know about. The individual is different, one to the other. The person next to you does not need to do what you need to do. And so this individuality, so special, creates light in so many different ways and so many different shades, but they all have one thing in common, and that is there is one thing that's always the same, and that's love. And so what have you learned today? Light. Love, energy. That's what she's brought you. That's what she's brought the planet. And it could not have been timed better, for this is the time for it. This is the time that you would then accept what we are saying, understanding how practical it is, and starting to feel and cognize something you didn't expect. Stop clearing. It's a good time for a light worker to be alive. You are the front generation of the shift. You are the ones that have had to pass from an old energy to a new energy. I want to show you in closing how special that is. This axiom of energy shift and paradigm shift has been on the planet for a very long time. When the Israelites were led out of slavery, they had to circle for 40 years. 40 years. Before they were then allowed to go to the promised land. We've said before, can you imagine that population asking the leaders, why are we going in circles? Where is the promised land? In those days, dear ones, life expectancy was not much more than 40 years. And that should tell you what happened. You cannot take a generation with a consciousness of slavery and take them into the promised land of freedom. The old guard needed to die off, and the young people could go. This was so profoundly an axiom of that energy that even Moses didn't go. Now you are looking at something similar, but different. Moving out of an age of slavery slavery to an old energy and old consciousness into a new paradigm, freedom of consciousness, integrity, where things are starting to shift in ways that are frightening to many because they are not what they're used to. And there are those who would say that you have to have the old paradigm. You're going to have to die off, and the younger ones, the indigos, they're the only ones that can do anything. That's not so. Old souls are needed. You're needed right now. It's the reason you're in the room. You're needed because you have the experience. Been there, done that. And you, through what you have accomplished and what you know, understand what I'm saying today and can leave the room so different into that promised land without dying. That's what's different. That's profound. That's who you are. It's about light and love. It's about consciousness shift and cognizing that which is true. A new paradigm for the first time in human history, where you carry more light than you ever have before. Stop clearing things. And so it is.